오늘 우리에게 주신
The
하나님의
words of God
말씀은
given to us
사도행전
today are Acts chapter 13, verses 24 to
25.
It's page 209 in the New Testament.
Before
the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. As John was completing his work, he said, Who do you think I am? I am not that one. No, but he's coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. Amen.
우리는 지난 6주 동안 사도 바울이 비스디아 안티옥의 유대인
During the past 6 weeks, we have been looking at the introductory part of the sermon that Apostle Paul gave in Pisidian Antioch's Jewish synagogue. The core content of that sermon, in which God was the subject, is that God, who oversees the history of the Israelite people, sent the Lord to this earth as the Savior of the Israelites who would deliver them. And today's text, which continues, is about the John the Baptist who prepared the way for the Lord. He urged the Israelite people in the desert to repent. And gave baptism by the Jordan River, and therefore, in order to distinguish him from Apostle John, generally he is referred to as the John the Baptist. The first part of the verse today states this way: before the coming of Jesus, John.
And 세례 요한이 사역을 한 뒤에.
In our Korean Bible, the verse seems to say that John the Baptist began his work first and then the public ministry of the Jesus started. So it seems to reveal only the difference in order in which these things happened. But the Greek original contains actually a much greater or deeper meaning. In Greek original, it is recorded that the John began his work first before the face of the Lord. Now, John the Baptist was someone who prepared the way of the Lord, but to Israelite people, what was seen to them was the face of John the Baptist and not the Jesus Christ that he was introducing. In other words, they came to see not the face of the Lord whom John the Baptist was introducing, but the face of John the Baptist who was introducing the Lord. And this is not only the story of John the Baptist. This also happens to be the story of our lives. Now, we are all believers in the Lord and serves Him as our Savior. And therefore, we genuinely want to pursue the words of the Lord and wish to live as the witness of the Lord in this world. And we want Jesus to be revealed through our lives. But Jesus, who works through the Spirit, is not seen. Even though we want the world to see Him, the people of this world sees our face first before seeing the face of Jesus Christ. And therefore, today's passage reminds us with what kind of attitude we should live. Let's look at verse 24 again. Before the coming of Jesus, John preached repentance and baptism to all the people of Israel. Now, John used the two words, repentance and baptism. Now, these two words have inseparable relationship, like two sides of a coin. Repentance is turning back, changing the way, letting go of things, an action of letting go of things that one grasped with two hands. A person who's going in a certain direction realizes that he's going the wrong way, but if he continues to go the same way, that's not repentance. It is repentance only when a person who realizes that he's going the wrong way changes his direction and turns 180 degrees around to go the right way is the repentance. If the person just continues to go the same road, although he rose that he, that's the wrong way, is not repentance. It is to immediately change the road that he is traveling on is repentance. It is not repentance when one realizes that the things that one has been holding on in the hands are totally useless and are harmful, but refuses to give them up is not repentance. It is repentance when one is able to let go of those things without any regret. Therefore, repentance is not possible without action. Now, what repentance is the intellectual understanding in our head through the commitments of our hearts become real through our actions. That's what repentance is all about. In chapter 15 of the Luke, there is a very famous story of the prodigal son. Now, this son demanded that the father divide up his property and give him his portion. And when his father did so, he went away to a different country and wasted the money that he did not even earn. It was his father's money, lived a very wasteful life. Now, we know that wasteful life always brings about a very tragic end, because the wasteful life either results in loss of all property or by harming one's physical health. Now, this prodigal son, who spent money like water, ended up keeping his health, but ended up using up all of the property that his father gave him. A son of a very wealthy family, in one overnight, became a poor beggar. To make things worse, an extreme famine came upon the place where he was living. Now, numerous friends who were around him when he spent money like water all left him, and there was not even one person who gave him a piece of bread to eat. So he didn't have any choice but to look for work, and finally, he got work, and it was to keep pigs out in the field. But this owner was also a very poor man who couldn't even pay him his wages. So he tried to fill his stomach with the pots that were meant as foodstuff for the pigs, but there weren't even enough of these pots. It was only then that he remembered his father. Let's take a look at the verse, Luke chapter 15, verse 17. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am, starving to death." In his father's house, let alone his father, even daily workers were able to fill their stomach three meals a day. But he came to repent his foolishness and patheticness of having left his father and had to live by eating on his pods. But just realizing that fact and feeling that way was not repentance. Let's take a look at verse 18 to 19 of chapter 15 of the Luke. "I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' I will now return to the father," he thought. "This is what I'm going to say when I see him. 'Father, I have sinned against heavens and you, so I am no longer your son. Please accept me as your daily worker.'" This is what the prodigal son decided to do, but this was merely a decision in his heart and was not yet repentance. Verse 20. So he got up and went to his father. So the prodigal son finally stood up
그리고 탕자는 아버지 집으로
And he went back to his father.
머릿속의 생각으로
He was not He didn't stop only with a thought in his head. And he did not stop with a decision that he made in his heart.
몸으로
But he returned to his father's house with his body, with his actions.
자기 삶의 방향이 잘못되었음을 깨닫고
He realized that the direction his life was taking was wrong and he took a 180 degree turn away from that life. He realized that his road that he was traveling on was a road to his father's house was wrong and changed the way to his father's house. He threw away the empty and vain and wasteful life that he had been holding on to with his hands and threw it without any regret. By understanding in his head that his life was wrong and through the commitment he made in his heart to return to his father's house, although he may become a mere servant, and by returning to his father with the actions of his body, he became the man of true repentance. Now, this is why when every time we talk about repentance, chapter 15 of Luke is always mentioned. When this prodigal son returned home, the father did not make him into his servant, but accepted him as his son without any change. Because this is the essence of the relationship between father and a son. Baptism is an outward sign of repentance. A person who has been traveling down the road of sin and death realizes that this road is wrong and receives the washing of his sins through the blood of Jesus Christ and has turned onto the road of the eternal life of God. The outward symbol of this is baptism. Baptism is not some ceremonial ritual that celebrates an intellectual understanding. It is not a ceremony through that declares a commitment of the heart. Baptism is a ceremony by which the intellectual understanding through the commitment of the mind become revealed in a bodily action. Therefore, baptism and repentance can never be separated.
세례가 회개의 가시적인 표식인데 반해
While the outward sign of repentance is baptism, the essence of baptism is repentance.
그 회개의 동인이 회개하는 인간 자신에게
Needless to say,
누가복음 15장
The agent of the repentance and baptism, as in the case of the father of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, is God, who eternally accepts and embraces us, who returns to the Father within Jesus Christ as his children. This was the reason that John the Baptist urged all Israel people to repent with the actions of the body within the Jesus Christ and to turn to God through such actions, unless one turns back from the wrongful life in Jesus Christ, there is no way to live the eternal life within the eternal God by merely thinking in one's head that one should turn back. Now, today's text in verse 25 says the following. As John was completing his work, the text expresses that the life of John the Baptist on this was nearing by the expression completing his race. The word dromos in Greek, which has been translated as race to run, means life journey, and the Greek word ploreo, which is translated in our language as completed, also means to fill up. Now, this is an excellent expression that makes us realize what life is. Now, life is filling one's life with a life's journey. And life is not some other people filling up one's my life with a life journey. So all men, so the life is absolutely a responsibility of oneself. There is no room to blame other people of how one's life turned out. Because one's life basically consists of filling it with one's life journey. So what becomes important is how, with what kind of life journey we're filling up our life. Let's look at John the Baptist. What kind of life journey did he fill his life with? Let's take a look at verse 25 again. As John was completing his work, he said, "Who do you think I am? I am not that one. No, but he is coming after me, whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." John the Baptist, who knew his death was nearing, he declared to the Israelites who had flocked to him that, "Who do you think I am? I am not the one." In the original text, the reference to Christ is missing, but what John the Baptist does is to use both the first-person subject and the verb together to emphasize that he was not the one. The Greek word is different from the Korean word, so that the verb can change its meaning according to the subject. Therefore, it's a general custom not to express the subject, because it's possible to know who the subject is just by the use of the verb. But if the subject and the verb are used together, it means that the emphasis is especially placed on the subject. Now, accordingly, that John the Baptist used both a subject and a verb to say that I am not that one means that, according to Greek grammar, John the Baptist is saying that I am really not the one. Now, between the expression I am not the one and I am really not the one, there is a difference beyond mere emphasis. If I am not the one is a one-time expression, then the expression that I am really not the one has a meaning of repetition. In other words, what the John the Baptist, it means that the John the Baptist had continuously claimed that he was not the one, even before today's text. So when he was saying this, that he was really not the one, what is he claiming not to be? According to John chapter 1:20, when the Jews asked John, "Who are you?" John, at that time also, used a singular subject, first-person subject, at the end of the verb to respond, "I am not the Christ." Therefore, John the Baptist's statement that I'm really not the one in the original text has been translated as, "I am not the one" by the English Bible, and "I am not the Christ" in Korean Bible. But the accurate translation is that "I am really not the Christ." Now, why did John the Baptist continuously repeatedly emphasize the fact that he was not the Christ? The answer can be found in chapter 3, verse 15 of Gospel of Luke. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. The Israeli people who were suffering from the oppression by the Roman Empire had been waiting for a long time for the Messiah that the God had promised them a long time ago. And one day, a person named John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness.
He
was very different from the priests who wore beautiful clothes and ruled over the Israelite people by asserting political authority. He wore clothes made of camel's hair and ate locusts and wild honey as food. And he preached repentance. In his sermons, there were spiritual power. So, according to the first chapter of Mark, all people in the area of Judea and in Jerusalem received baptism by the Jordan River by John the Baptist. If John the Baptist did not have the spiritual power, these events would not have taken place. The Israelite people, upon witnessing this amazing events unfolding, thought that surely John the Baptist was the Christ that the God had promised them. But the John the Baptist continuously revealed that he was not the Christ. But the Israel people did not believe him. Israel people took that as John the Baptist being very humble. And therefore, John the Baptist, every time the crowds came to him, declared that, "I am not the Christ. I am really not the Christ." He said this repeatedly emphasized this fact. Furthermore, when he knew that his death was nearing, John the Baptist did not stop just that, declaring that he was not the Christ. According to today's text, he declared to the Israelites, people who flocked to him, asked the question, "Who do you think I am?" This means that you still think that I am the Jesus Christ. And therefore, John the Baptist continued to emphasize that he was not the Christ and said that there is he who is coming after me and whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He added on this expression. Now, 2,000 years ago, in a noble household, when the owner of the house left, the slaves always tie the shoestrings for the owner. And when the owner returned home, this time the servant would untie the strings and take the shoes off from the owner's feet, the master's feet. Now John the Baptist was saying that John the Baptist was revealing himself to be somebody who was unworthy even to be the servant who would untie the shoes of Christ. He was saying that Christ was someone who could not possibly be compared with himself, who was merely just a creature. John the Baptist was someone who prepared the ways of the Lord and urged people to repentance. The fact that he urged on repentance means that he was someone who had first received the baptism by repentance, not only by a thought in his head, not by the commitment in his heart, but by his bodily actions. He had turned the direction of his life towards the God who is Trinity. Therefore, through John the Baptist in today's text, we can learn who a person of genuine repentance is, who the person of genuine baptism is. Now, John the Baptist is someone who worked before the face of Jesus Christ. to the Israelite people, they could only see the face of John the Baptist and not the face of Jesus. Not the face of Jesus Christ that he was introducing to them, but only the face of John the Baptist who was introducing the Christ. But John the Baptist,
그 이스라엘 백성들이 자기 얼굴을 보고 그리스도라고 칭송하며
Although the Israelite people were praising him as Christ by looking at his face, he absolutely, unequivocally hid himself and denied that he was Christ. Although he could not live by hiding his face all the time, but it was in order to reveal only Jesus Christ. And when the death was near, he repeatedly emphasized the fact that he was really not the Christ, and further said that he was someone who could not even come near the feet of Christ. And all these actions were taken in order to hide himself completely as much as possible and to reveal Jesus Christ. A life of man,
자기 인생 여정을 자기 삶으로 채우는
is to fill one's life journey with one's life. John the Baptist
철저하게 자신을 가리고
hid himself absolutely and revealed Christ only and lived a life in this way. For John the Baptist, this constituted life of repentance and life of baptism. That John the Baptist turned to the Lord, who was the Holy Trinity, meant that he understood his old way of life in which he pursued himself and sought to reveal himself was the way of death, while turning toward the Lord was a way to the eternal life. Now, for this John the Baptist, a life of pursuing after himself and revealing only himself was a very foolish way to live, by which one gnawed on one's own life, while the life of revealing only the Christ was to sublimate his life to eternal meeting. As I've said already before, John the Baptist was very different from the priests in the Jerusalem temple who wore beautiful clothes and who asserted religious authority. He lived in the wilderness without any possession. He had never held a reputable position. During his entire life, he lived in poverty and solitariness and died by being beheaded. From the perspective of this world, he was somebody who had completely failed. He was a failure. But until the last moment of his life, but John the Baptist, who until the end of his life hid himself completely and revealed only Christ, what happened to him? He lives in eternity as the person who opened the age, who prepared the way of the Jesus Christ. Because the Lord who sought to reveal while hiding himself raised up his life to eternity. John the Baptist was a man of genuine repentance and baptism. During the past Vancouver Winter Olympics,
a medal on his 목에 걸고 블루를 삼키면서 일본으로 귀국한
Asada Mao, who couldn't get the gold medal because of the Korean skater Kim Yana, and had to satisfy herself with silver medal, said the following after returning to Japan. I thought it was very long, but it was over in an instant. That is exactly what life is. Life sometimes feels long, and in reality could be very long. But we also know that as we live, life is finished very quickly in an instant. Do you wish not to have regrets when the life comes to a sudden end? Then, as we come up on this fifth Sunday of the Lent, let us throw away the foolish life in which we hid Jesus Christ with our face and revealed ourselves only and pursued our desires. Instead of ourselves, let us look at the Jesus Christ, who is our soul Savior, and turn our way to the road towards Him. Let us fill our lives only with the life of Jesus Christ, only the words of Jesus Christ, only the love of Jesus Christ, only the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and to reveal only these things. Then, even though we may be a person of no significant existence, the Lord will fulfill His will through our lives, because the Lord always works through the person of true repentance and true baptism. Let us pray. Lord, I am a person who believes in you, a Christian who believes in you. But you have not been revealed through my life because I hid you with my face that would one day return to earth. Up to now, although I've said that I believe in you, I only revealed myself and filled my life journey with the foolishness of following only my desires. And so even though I may have obtained what I wanted, I have committed the foolishness of trading my precious life with things that cannot take care of me after my death. On this fifth Sunday of Lent that remembers the suffering of the Lord who died as an offering on the cross to save us, we all now turn towards you, the way, the truth, the life, from this empty road of death, and we put our two feet forward towards a road of everlasting life that the Lord has revealed. Help us to remember that although the life may feel long, it is too short to follow after our desires, and that it will end in one short moment. Like the John the Baptist, help us to completely cover ourselves and fill our life journey with a life that only revealed Jesus Christ, the words of Jesus Christ, the life of Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus Christ, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and therefore may the will of the Lord for this age be fulfilled through ourselves. And so, when one day our breathing stops, may there not be anyone who will feel regret before the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.